In olden days, people would go to church on the Epiphany, really the first Sunday of the liturgical year, and they would figure out where all the movable feasts would be on that day. But in any event, today we celebrate the Epiphany, and there's a story about a guy and his wife, and they were having breakfast together. And the woman, she says, "You know, honey, I had the strangest dream last night. It was wonderful. In my dream, you gave me a very beautiful and expensive pearl necklace. And it was wonderful. And I realized how much you loved me," and blah, blah, blah. Well, he was no fool. You know, he said, "Okay, let me go to the store." So he goes to the store, comes back with a nice wrapped gift, gives it to her. She opens it up, and it's a book. It says, "How to Interpret Your Dreams." But anyway, okay, I brought with me this morning, I was thinking about gifts. Because the wise men, magi, three kings, whatever you want to call them, they came through the desert all these miles, and they came to Jesus with gifts. And they opened up, according to our gospel, they opened up their treasures and gave them to Jesus. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, a symbol of all the material stuff that we have in our lives. Frankincense, a sign of our worship, our prayers, our sacrifices, our offerings to God. And the myrrh, a symbol of the body, like what we do with our bodies, our blood, our sweat, and so on. Well, anyway, I have this nice little it's a cookie jar, and I was thinking, wouldn't that be nice if everybody in our churches this year had a cookie jar, and inside the cookie jar, by the way, this is a Franciscan friar, very portly fellow, but anyway, wouldn't that be nice if we all had a jar, and every week this year, we put in a piece of paper. Pick a day of the week. I've picked Friday, so I've already put one in. You put on one side, you write, what's the biggest gift that God gave you in the last week? And then on the other side, you write, what is the biggest gift that you gave God in the past week? So one side, God's gift to you. The other side, your gift to God. And put a date at the top. And then you stick it in there. And then at the end of the year, of course, you'll have 52 pieces of paper in there. And you will realize how good God has been to you. And you will realize, hopefully, how good you have been to God. Gifts. God is always showering us with gifts. A lot of times we don't even recognize them. But that's one thing that this exercise would help us to do, is to be aware of how good God is in our lives. I don't know if you're like me, the days all kind of fall together, then the weeks, and then the months, and then the years, and all of a sudden you think, wait a minute, that happened 5 years ago, I thought it was last year. You know, and it all flows together, and we can forget. And wouldn't that be nice, at the end of the year, we take out our cookie jars. It doesn't have to be a cookie jar, it could be a crayon box, it could be whatever, you know, whatever works for you. And you can randomly take them out and say, yeah, I remember that week. I remember when God did that for me. Or I remember when I did that for the Lord. So everybody get a cookie jar. One thing that you could put in your jar for this week would be, you could say, I gave God this gift. I signed up for a small church group. Now, you've heard a little bit about it. It's been in the bulletin for a few weeks. And this week there's a flyer in your bulletin as well. And you remember that we gave out books to everybody at both St. Joe and St. Vincent at all the Christmas masses. And it's 25 short chapters of that have to do with saints. Well, each chapter ends with about two or three, four discussion questions. It's a perfect way to begin these small church groups, which have been part of our plan for quite a while. And I guess I will read to you Deacon Tom. He wrote a little letter because he's a big fan of these, and he's been driving this quite a bit as well. And he wrote this on the flyer that's in the bulletin. Dear friends, the formation of small church groups has long been a goal of the pastoral team of St. Joe and St. Vincent the past several months. The multiple ministries within our Catholic faith community are a marvelous and undeniable indicator that it is time, at the beginning of this new year of grace, to conceive and sustain the life-giving ministry of small church groups. Therefore, to promote the formation of small church groups through the study of Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover the Saints, our annual Lenten book study will not be held this year. Judy and I have been members of a small church group at St. Bartholomew for over 20 years, and it has nurtured and sustained our faith and our very lives over the course of those years. I know and am extremely confident small church groups will produce the same fruit here. Sincerely, Deacon Tom. So very good. This would be a great thing, great gift for all of us who take part. A small church group has about 5 to 10 people in it. You can request certain people to be in your group, in your pews. There's sign-up sheets. And Sister Joan, Deacon Tom, myself, and a few others will get together and we'll assemble everybody. And don't worry, it sounds like it might be messy, but it won't be. It will all work out beautifully. And this will be a great way for us to explore this book and the legacies of these saints and how they could make our own lives better as well. And there's something powerful that happens in a small group. I think about the Bible studies that I've been a part of before, during, and after seminary. I think about the different groups that I've been in, and I'm support groups and things like that. There's nothing that will help you grow in your faith as much, aside from the sacraments, of course. And so small groups is one way that we're going to explore this book. Read this flyer. It's got all type of more information, and you can also sign up for a group right here at this website that is listed on the flyer. But what a great gift that would be to God. And then I bet you anything that a couple of the gifts that God gives you that you'll put in your cookie jar might just be from those small groups. Well, let's thank our good Lord for his goodness to us and pray that we can always be good to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.